Hi, everyone. Welcome to Duffy Women. Thanks so much for joining us. We're so glad you're with us today.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you guys forgot my birthday last week. You forgot to mention it in the show, and it's fine. I'm not mad. I'm not holding any grudges. I'm not holding any resentment toward the two of you at all.
You know, to be fair, my birthday was never announced on the show either.
That's so. Because we were not in season.
We were not doing shows then, Alex. So
I'm just saying, if we're trying to be fair...
If we're trying to make you feel better, that's what we would be saying. If we cared, we probably would have mentioned it, but we forgot. We just kind of forgot. That's all. But you had a wonderful birthday, didn't you?
Yes, my mother gifted me with the down payment for a house. It was fabulous. Thank you.
No, you didn't.
Thank you for that. That was wonderful.
Did you really?
I didn't really. Are you kidding me?
I was like, excuse me.
All right, hey.
Hug for my birthday. That's what she got me. She hugged
me. I bet you she got you, or I know she got you.
I get you nice gifts. I get
Starbucks
you both
gift
nice
cards.
Gifts. I'm a very.
I realized that it was statement necklace night. Why didn't you guys include me in this? Now I'm feeling a little bit more not included in this. So thank you for that.
I'm telling you, you were switched at birth. I don't think you were my kid anyway.
Mom, really you don't. Can't even.
Unfortunately for you, I look just like you.
Yeah, there's like literally no. It's like.
Wait, do that face. Wait, keep doing that face, Mom.
Moving right along. Thank you for joining us here on Duffy Women. And if you do not follow us, I don't know why. We'd really appreciate it if you would. We are so easy to find. Facebook, Instagram. Duffy Women, it's so easy. So like us, share us, follow us, watch us, tell your friends about us. And you can find out all about us at duffywomen.com. You can go there too. We have merchandise there. We have all of our shows there. So would you please, we would so appreciate it if you would follow us and share our shows.
As the youths say.
The youths.
Merch.
The youths?
What? Youths.
You say merch.
That's what we call the younger generation, like Evelyn's generation. The youth.
Oh, do we now? Okay. Mm-hmm. See, now I'm feeling left out because nobody told me that.
Well, now
you know. Did you, Sarah and Duffy?
I mean, back.
I didn't hear what she said, so I'm very glad. That's good. Very glad. All right. So tonight's topic is an interesting one. It's a scary one. I think probably more so for me than anybody. But, you know, anytime you're in a family, anytime you're, part of a group or, you know, there's always somebody that you want, you know, you're like, oh, I wish that person would just do this. Or I wish that family member was like this. Or I wish this family member just didn't do this. I mean, even in your personal relationships with your spouse or your significant other or whatever, there's always that question like, oh, if they could only just do this for me or just be this way. Which is terrible. It's not really a good thing. I'm not saying it is, but I think it has crossed our minds at some point with Duffy women, I'm sure. So our topic tonight is, if there was one thing.
One?
Try to limit mine to 10.
Okay.
But if there was one thing that you would like me or the other person on the show to do differently, or be different about, or you would like them so much more.
This is a slippery slope. I don't think
I know it is. I know it is. But what do I always say? Duffy women, one family, three different personalities. We're all very distinct and we're all very unique. And we talk about things that most mothers and daughters don't. Actually, sometimes a lot of people don't. So this topic I thought would be rather interesting. So
how about you guys go first, because mine will obviously be funny because I'm the talent. So if you guys just want to go first.
No, you go first.
No, because mine will be funny and I will bring the mood back up because you guys are going to be mean and I'm going to be.
That's not true. We're not going to be mean. It's just.
You shouldn't be funny. You should be serious. I mean,
it's a very real and frank conversation. I mean, again, you know, both of you admitted, have you said that at some point? Like what? When you two have talked, have you said, oh, you know, I just wish Mom would just stop doing this. Or I wish Mom would just do this.
We never talk bad about you ever.
Ever. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's not okay. been one time.
I know that's not true. Remember, you guys, we're real. We're real.
You're, so, I mean, you're sarcastic.
Oh, okay. I thought.
Are we real, Mom? What percent of you is real?
All right, Alex, we'll start with you.
Why do I always have to go first?
I had Sarah down to go first.
Fine.
In my script, Sarah was supposed to go first. But she wants to save the funny, and I get it. I do get it, but all right. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, tiebreaker.
Shelly wants to go first because there's something she has to say. Go ahead.
I don't.
Oh.
All right. First of all, I wouldn't change a thing about either one of you because I love you unconditionally.
I do not believe you. I thought we just said we were real.
As my children.
But.
Disclaimer. But.
Go ahead.
All right. Who's Alex, I will start with you. Okay.
Okay.
I have seen such growth in you, actually. Over
it's
the years,
that sandwich or an insult sandwich, where we're going to go nice, really mean, nice again. Got it. All right,
it's true.
And I really have. I've seen you handle situations so much differently than you would have maybe even 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 5 years ago. So I'm very, very, very impressed with that. I think there's one that I have for both of you. And then for you, Alex,
God Almighty,
I wish you would, I would love it if you were a little more affectionate.
Oh.
Because when I hug you or kiss you, you literally cringe.
I knew
that. You literally go like this.
That's true. That's very true.
And so, as your mom, when I give you a hug, and I have this weird thing I do when you guys leave, and if you're going on trips, I kiss you this 5 times, and anyway, that's neither here nor there. But even when I hug you hello, or give you a kiss, you're always like this weird face, and I feel like I'm invading your space or privacy. So, I just wish I could have a little bit more of affection from...
Well, I'll turn this back on you and blame my parents, because what else is new? You and Dad never were affectionate growing up.
Oh my God. That is so not true. I have always been affectionate. Alex, I've hugged and kissed you like since day one.
To each other.
Oh.
And so I think I thought that that was like what love was. And Dad's also not very affectionate either.
He's very stoic. He's very stoic.
Well,
He doesn't wear his emotions on his sleeve. No.
I would say so am I, except for when it's so funny. It's like with all of my, like, everything, I actually had this reading done this weekend. And this reader basically told me my chart is so balanced because I can literally do anything 4 or 5 different ways if I need to. Which makes it hard because, like, if I try to be in denial about, anyways, so that's not it. But what he did say was that I'm a very logical thinker.
Yes, you are.
I am very good at, like, thinking, whatever. But he said, when it comes to love, I'm like, all of logic goes out the window. So, like, but that's not, like, I think it's just so funny to hear you say that because I don't consider myself someone who's not very affectionate. I don't like PDA. I just don't know. I don't know how to like do it right. Like it doesn't feel right to me.
Well, that's just it. If it doesn't feel right, then and that's the thing. And I'm sorry if we somehow contributed to that. But
I mean, it's not your fault. I was just,
I know, but I mean, I'm just saying, and I get it. If that's what your normal was and your perception of normal, I get all that. I do. So yeah, that was your normal. So, but again, if it's not feeling comfortable or if it's not feeling, you know,
I'm trying to be cooler about it.
No, I know. Cooler about it. Like I'm trying to tolerate you more when you kiss me. So, okay. All right. Okay. So
that was for both of us though, is what you said.
I don't even know what that means. Sarah
left the show. Sarah doesn't receive criticism. Sorry.
Sarah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
That wasn't that bad.
That wasn't that bad. And Sarah's, yours isn't that bad either.
All right, we'll get it off your chest. Let's go. Let's do this.
Okay, so I have one for each of you, and then I have one for both of you.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, so Sarah.
Oh, God. Go.
Don't have sex in my bed.
I love you too. I love you unconditionally. You have grown. I've watched you become a mom, and you do a great job with your girls. And what I would wish, I wish somehow, and I of course automatically think, did I fail you? Probably. But like, I would love to see you find some passion.
You know or, what?
That's, oh, here we go.
I am so over this. You need to find a passion bullshit. You know what, Mom? My passion in life is not having a passion, okay? I don't have one singular interest in life that I say, I'm gonna do this from 9 to 5, 5 days a week for the rest of my life. That ain't me, sis. It ain't me. I am a jack.
I'm not saying about work. No, I'm talking about anything.
Multi-faceted.
I'm talking about anything,
Mother,
in life.
Mother.
Anything.
You know what? Listen.
He's passionate about Starbucks.
I have a passion about Starbucks, Target, being funny,
for kids,
writing, my children, being a mother on the weekdays, and then on the weekends I don't want to be a mother. I don't have, like, I didn't want to be a veterinarian. I didn't want to be this or that, just because I'm not, I don't.
Oh, it has, I'm not even really talking about career.
You don't think I'm passionate in general? I think you're the most passionate person I know when it comes to like just talking about things. Don't you think? You disagree?
Yeah. Hearing herself talk.
That's my passion. I mean, seriously though.
Mom, you can find your passion at any time in life. And this is why you need therapy. And we talk about this all the time.
Oh, here we go.
Use to get a therapist. If you could go and get some perspective on a different way to look
that's
at
that's going to be another topic for another time, because there are things.
Oh,
that I
my
know.
God. Oh,
I know.
She wants to create a space so she can justify not going. That's why she's
actually,
about.
That's not true. Anyway,
it's true.
I know there are some, you still have some major issues with things. So,
me?
Yeah, you.
With what?
I'm not going to discuss it now. It's not the show. I was to tell you what I hoped for both of you.
Okay, wait. So what was the one that was good?
For both of you, I think I can't wait until you get to be my age. And instead of, I feel sometimes that you guys don't care that it makes me look stupid or feel stupid or those types of things. And there are times where it's like, okay, just, you know, like I need to figure something out or I need to remember something correctly or whatever it is. I would hope that someday when you're old, you'll understand.
I don't think it has anything to do. That segues nicely into what I would change about you. I don't think it has anything to do with your age. I think it has everything to, what I would change about you would be Shelly Duffy's own perception of Shelly Duffy, because yeah. You do not look at yourself nearly as amazing as you should. You don't hold yourself as softly and as just beautifully as you are. And I think if you could see yourself the way I see you or the way my sister sees you or literally everybody like in the Pittsburgh to Chicago, like landmass area.
Except
and then also some people in like, you know, other places could see you. I don't think you blame age for why you can't figure out Google Drive. And I
figured out Google Drive today.
Exactly my point.
I know how to do all that.
Well, but you taught yourself. Sarah and I did not learn we taught ourselves the internet and we taught ourselves it when we were 12. So like, it's the internet is like, and I know that's mainly what you're talking about.
Well,
yeah. Other things maybe too.
Remembering things too. Sometimes
okay.
I don't remember things.
Okay,
sometimes
what
I can't see things.
I think Sarah. Mom's talking about the incidents that happened over the.
Oh week. No, not
I
just that.
Quick, should I touch on them real quick? Let me just interject. Let me be a part of this conversation real quick. I have to get this off my chest. So we were driving up to Butler, PA, butt rash, as some might call it. No,
Duffy, stop it.
It's a beautiful town. There's a Starbucks on the way in Cranberry. And I was like, well, we're just going to go through the drive-thru. Like, if the drive-thru line is too long, like, we don't have to go. And then she was like, there's no drive-thru there. I was like, yes, there is. I was like, there's drive-thru.
And Sarah knows where the drive-thrus at Starbucks are.
That's one, okay, thing you don't, that's one thing you don't need to question me on, honey.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But the thing is, I never knew that because I have not stopped at that Starbucks because you go separately now because you have the family.
Because you're not a crazy person.
Let me continue making fun of you. So anyway, she was like, you die on these hills. You die on like every hill you climb on. And she was like, Sarah, she was like, we've been there numerous times. There's no drive-through at that Starbucks. I was like, Mom, they switched. They went to another building and they switched.
Didn't even know. There is no idea.
And it was years ago. It's not like it was 2 months ago. It was years ago.
Still, how would I know? Don't anyway, go there.
That's beside the point. I also have another story that actually is funnier. In her car that she's had for how many years? There was a button.
Oh, and yeah.
Evelyn kept rolling.
I can't see.
Well, you know what? Here's all you have to do, Shells. Okay.
Shut up. Let me get out my story. All right? It's funny. But not if you two dweebs keep interrupting me. Anyway. So she goes and Evelyn keeps rolling up and down the window. And I'm like, Mom, please press the child lock window button that is right there next to you. And she was like, what are you talking about? That is the defroster button for my window. I was like, Mom, that prevents the child from opening and closing her window. Press it and see what happens. She goes, Sarah, I think I know my own car. That's the defrosting button. And went on for 5 minutes and kept pressing it. And Evelyn was unable to roll down her window. And she was like, I've had my car for so long. I know my car. I'm like, and then she finally admitted defeat after 5 minutes and Evelyn was unable to roll down her window. So like, that would be something I would change about you is that like, don't die on every hill.
Well, wait, can I just say, Mom, all you have to do is preface it. Cause that's the thing. You don't tell us until it's too late. Hey, I feel like I look silly. Could you help me? Hey,
That's a good idea. I need to do that.
I feel bad. My help me. Cold heart.
Yeah.
Feel bad in that
because
moment.
Honestly, Sarah, Mom, if you tell me that, I don't want you to look silly. That's the last thing I want you to feel. So I will absolutely swoop in. There are going to be times where I'm like, figure it out on your own. Like you getting on every Zoom or Google Meet call in the entire world. I am no longer going to help you through it. Because you always figure it out on your own and it's beautiful.
I never have an issue unless we do a Google call, but then I always forget that I have to switch the
speed. Right. And we all have to learn that. I had to figure that out.
So now I get it though. I think it's now that I've done it twice.
I try to fix it for you.
Two times. I get it after the second time.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, anyway, those are my things. So
I did half. Do you want to go, Sarah, and then I can finish?
No, you finish, Sarah. You have to say what you would hope for. Let's put it that way. Hope for Sarah.
I actually thought about this right before the show, because honestly, my sister is my best friend in the entire world. Like truly, we used to literally hate each other and rip each other's hair out when we were kids. And you always used to be like, you'll be best friends when you're older. And I literally remember with every fiber in my being thinking that there is no, hell would have to freeze over for that to be true. Because that is how much we did not get along when we were growing up. But look, here we are. And so there's really only one thing I would change about her, or I would want her to look at. It's when Sarah is, like when Sarah's done talking about something or she doesn't want to talk about something or she's not ready to talk about something or ready to say something, when she shuts down and shuts you out, I think the only reason that I don't fear for my life and or that we would never speak again is because she is literally physically related to me and I know she can't leave me even if she wanted to. So like, that's the only reason I probably haven't run for the hills, but it is probably the hardest version of you to like withstand, because it literally is, it's one of the sharpest, like coldest feelings you will ever get in your life.
Oh yeah.
And I
it's
hate
like,
it.
Bam. And that I can door be, does come down.
Yeah. I can be very curt and cutthroat.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You can. Yeah.
But Sarah is like me. And like, that's what I'm saying. I think I'm pretty severe, but Sarah is me on crack. Like
I did do crack once.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lie.
Okay, Sarah Ann Duffy, we've been saving you for last.
Are my pits sweaty? Yeah, that made my pits sweaty. Thanks, guys. All right, well, here's one thing I would change about you, Alex. I wish that you didn't look like you lived in a cauldron. Mom, I wish that you wouldn't wear shirts that blend in with the chair that you've sat in 1,000 times.
I totally.
Things before you do them. It's not hard.
You had no idea what I was wearing tonight. So if that's the only thing.
You did. You knew. You looked in the mirror and you were like, this is good. This is great.
That's the point, though. That's not real. What would you really change about us? Come on.
Hope for.
What I would hope for. I think that we all have come a very long way. And
I agree with that.
Yeah, me too.
I think we are all learning so much about each other as the years go on. So I can't really say that I have a lot to, mom, you're hard-headed and you passed that on to me. I kind of agree with Alex in the sense that I think you need to give yourself more grace and be nicer to yourself, because it is hard to see you act that way. And you taught us to be a different way. And when we tell you, no, don't have those thoughts. Don't say those things. You disregard that. And I think it's really hard for us because you raise us to be these independent, intelligent, speak for yourself kind of woman. And, I think sometimes you have a hard time with that. So it's a struggle for me and Alex to see that in you and know that you can, that doesn't have to be the case. You also slapped me in the parking lot of a bank like 15 years ago. So.
She did that to me too. It was like a gut reaction because I said the word piss.
Okay, one time for each of you. And Sarah, that was on the road. We were driving down
West Side Road. Drive-through line. No.
Like, excuse me, no. This was on the road.
I have receipts. I know exactly where we were. I think you just, I do think you need to go to therapy. I think just putting it blatantly, I think.
So do I. We're all in therapy.
Need to.
Sarah's not in therapy.
Well, she needs to go back. She was.
I have been in therapy. You have never been. I have been in therapy.
Sarah, I was in therapy. Yes, I was. Don't say I was never in therapy. I was in therapy for a very long time. But it was a long time ago.
For your divorce, which happened how long ago? You're already married again. So anyway.
It was after that.
I think you need to go because I think you need to have someone that is not me or Alex tell you your worth and tell you why you behave the way you behave, which I think is very important to you, for you to understand why you behave the way you behave, why you do certain things that you do. And that is what Alex and I are very confident in, is that we know that why we are the way that we are, because we have talked to a therapist about our parents, our friends, our significant others. We have talked about all those things, and those are clues from someone at an outsider's perspective to explain why we act the way we act and how to fix it or how to enable it or how to make it better or worse. And so I just think that would be really, I think you should commit to that. And I think that is something you should make time for, even though you say you don't have time. You have time to be mean to me all the time. So I think you have time to go to therapy.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Alex.
All right. So was that the funny that you were bringing? Was that the funny you were bringing?
No, my funny was your shirt matching the chair. Do you want me to bring that up again? Your shirt matches the chair. You look like you're naked. If it wasn't for the red pillow behind you, people wouldn't know you were wearing a shirt. So fix it. The Met Gala is tonight. The least you could do is honor the participants at the Met Gala and look better. Alex, what I would change about you.
Oh my gosh.
What I would hope for you. I don't know. We are just so, so honest with each other. It's just wonderful to have that kind of relationship. When I was kicking your door in a panel of your door, whenever we were in high school, I didn't think we would get to this moment. However, that is what hard work and a lot of alcohol will do to you. But anyway, I think with you, I struggle sometimes because I think you are this amazingly talented, incredibly intelligent, hardworking woman. And there are certain things in your life that you question about yourself and you overthink so deeply. And so does mother. And I think that you really need to work on, and I would hope for the future that you realize when you don't need to be thinking more about a situation. You need to just be done with it. Stop wasting your energy and your time on it. I think quarantine has exacerbated that to a great degree because you've been living by yourself with your cat. I'm not trying to make that sound terrible, but you do. You've been living with your cat for a year and a half. And I think that I'm not saying that as an insult. It sounded like an insult, but
it sounds like one.
Well, I mean,
it sounds like the spinster with her cat role.
Sorry, I'm just being honest.
I think I've been better. I think if anything, I've been like forced to do more. I think therapy's help. I know what you're talking about, and you're not wrong. I think you need to
not question your decisions as much as you question your
decisions. I know. You're right. Because I'm learning.
You are smart.
There's one more vertical in my life that I have to overcome that with. And we both know what it is. Mm-hmm. But I've overcome tripping. The other ones. What?
Okay.
Tripping.
No.
All right.
I've overcome the other ones and I've mastered what you're saying in other elements. So now you're right.
Masturbating. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Stop it.
Wow. This was not as painful as I thought it would be.
So, Mom, I want to tell you, you're ugly. I'm kidding.
Sarah, you're so rude.
Hello? That was a joke. My sister didn't understand. Click.
Sarah, stop with the fingers.
Why does she always have to get the middle fingers?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's like, I don't know. She's cool. I guess that makes her
cool. I'm cool, bitch. Yes, I am.
I don't know. Sarah, please. You have Sarah.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Sarah, you have.
Wearing both of you.
Because it's just so unnecessary. You know what? Somebody very smart told me a long time ago that swearing is for those people who just can't think of anything to say.
Or it's for people who don't give a shit.
They're you know, the people that swear are actually proven to be more intelligent.
No, just saying. All right, we got to wrap this up because my child's coming into the room.
Sarah, you have I have a would you rather, but then you have a little announcement for Duffy women that you also need to share. But would you rather today, the question is, if you could only wish for one thing and it could not be used on you, what would it be?
I was yelling at my child. I'm sorry. You have to repeat the question.
I'm gonna pull the Miss Congeniality and say world peace.
Wait. Oh, are you serious? I mean, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. You're right. It is. But I mean, okay. I thought you were just being sarcastic. Like,
I'm dead serious. I would really wish for that.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be wonderful. Yes.
Wait, Sarah? I'm dead ass serious. I was yelling at my kid.
If you could wish for one thing and it could not be used on you, what would you wish for?
Ooh. Do you want a smart ass answer or do you want a real answer?
A real answer.
We'd like a real one.
Just kidding. I would wish for
Who's the one that just said wrap this up because I gotta get to my kid?
Yeah. You're awfully funny tonight, Shelley. You're funny for a woman who's wearing beige on a beige chair. You're funny.
Hey, I liked her beige top.
Beige chair. All right. I would wish that everybody could understand everybody else's perspective, or at least get inside their head so they could see things from the other person's perspective that they don't agree with.
I love that, Sarah. Mm-hmm. How profound.
My child is spraying hairspray or something in an aerosol can. I hear it. So just say what you have to say and okay, goodbye.
Okay. I would agree with both of you.
What would you do?
I would want to see you guys just happy and just completely fulfilled the rest of your lives. If I could wish for that, I would do that.
Aww.
You and your children. That's the only thing. I really would.
That's sweet.
All right, Sarah, our big announcement. We have something coming up.
We are
at the end of the month.
We are thrilled to be part of an incredibly special and unique event. It's called Becoming Truly You on September 25th.
Kind of what we talked about tonight, Becoming Truly You. Go ahead, Sarah.
Can we cage her, please? Let's put you in a cage. Anyway, it is September 25th and 26th. It's a Saturday and a Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. both days, down at the Renaissance Hotel in downtown Pittsburgh. Alex will fortunately not be there, but my mother and I will be the official MCs on Sunday the 26th. So I'm going to link the tickets, something is wrong with my brain. I'm going to put the link in a post on Duffy Women.
Oh, good job. Yes.
And so you can buy tickets. You can buy for one day or both days. So I'll throw that link up after the show. This event is super near and dear to our hearts with a lot of people that we love. It's about growth and change and adapting to the new normal. The last 2 years has, you know, provided for us. There are so many incredibly inspiring women attending and speaking that I'm sure you're going to walk out with a completely new mindset. Plus, you're going to get to meet me. So Becoming Truly You is going to be super special, and we're honored to be a part of it. We all need positivity and warmth, and, you know, hearing how different women are experiencing these hard to navigate times is going to be really good for the soul. So
yeah, I think it'll be wonderful. Again, you're gonna meet me.
Oh my God.
Seriously, there are some wonderfully powerful women. Dairy Chisholm's among them. She's obviously local. And then they're flying some wonderful women in from all around the country. So it is going to be an amazing event. And yeah, let's face it, you can meet Sarah. Okay, so we have yet another wonderful partner that we would like to thank for being a part of Duffy Women, sponsoring Duffy Women. And you know who it is? Mr. Magic Car Wash. I've been going there, I think, for literally 25 years. This place is amazing. It's so professional. It's so, I mean, you get in, you get out, your car is clean. The people are wonderful, honestly. And they are Pittsburgh's premier car wash. Over 50 years of service, in case you don't know that about them. They have five very convenient locations. And what they really want you to know is you need to go unlimited with Mr. Magic Car Wash. It's one low monthly price that's going to save you money. So yeah, this is what you need to do. You know, need to go to MrMagicCarWash.com. And you can find out all of that information that I just talked about, how you can go unlimited and visit their website. It'll tell you everything that you need.
I saw the owner save a dog from being run over one time. So I'm just saying that it's like a really.
What?
Did you really?
You guys go with it.
Oh my God. This is why I'm so gullible. We both just had the same freaking reaction. I was like, seriously?
No, I was just.
Mom, this is your fault again.
Here we go. Everything's my fault. Listen, you know what? If you want to blame me, please go to social media, Facebook, Instagram. You can do all of that there. It's so easy. I'll take it. I'm strong. I've got a big, big back and a very strong backbone. So yeah. So please.
It's not people. It's you.
Like us, share us, ask people to watch us. I mean, you know, if you want, I guess. But seriously, please do so. Go to DuffyWomen.com for more information and for our show.
DuffyWomen.com.
I guess she's allowed to sing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what?
I know. Everything's okay for Sarah. Everything's okay for her to do, except for me. Okay. Anyway, cheers to everyone out there who've watched, who've listened, who've shared our shows, who've been a part of us, who've been part of this journey. And thank you to Mr. Magic Car Wash.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. You. Okay, bye.